Howie's point is well taken, and especially now that I think that people who may not have given it any thought before are really actively or passively going to have to consider the fact that it is now shown that an African American coach can actually do the job in much the same way as a quarterback at one point or another had to show that he could do the job. You know, whether it was James Harris back quarterbacking the Rams or whether it's Doug Williams in the Super Bowl, you know, the fact of the matter is that these things at one time were thought not to be possible. And now that they are, I think we can all accept it as a part of life and move on from there.
It's interesting also because I have a respect for as really the upper class of leaders for almost all of the African-American coaches. I just think that most of them are truly men among men. They understand people. They understand. They don't look at race as any kind of issue. But there is a particular kind of serenity that a Tony Dungy has, and a very close, not the same, but a very similar kind of serenity with Lovie Smith. How do you compare?
Sure, and I think the others too. And you know, especially in the early stages, it's kind of like when Jackie Robinson first broke into baseball. You know, I think that Branch Rickey and several other people who were pushing behind that actually happening knew that the first one had better be really good. You know, he'd better know what he's doing.
He had to be good.
And absolutely, it has to put a good face on it, or else he's going to take the plunge for everybody else. You know, there are going to be some bad African-American coaches. I'm sure there are around the country. There are some that have been denied jobs, probably for that very reason. But the first ones to get there, you know, I don't think that they can, you know, that they could afford or that society could afford them to just happen to have come along and dropped into the right position at the right time. You know, Tony, you might say that a little bit about Lovie Smith, although he had proven his worth as an assistant for a while before becoming a head coach, and now he is obviously molded the Bears into quite a football team. Tony Dungy, people have known that about Tony for years, and as you say, not only is he a terrific football man, he is a great human being. He is a terrifically nice person.